Yeah, I'm tight today.
What?
So my Fisher said.
Be surprised.
What?
Be surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm happy. Not surprised at all. I said Friday night that Bel Shabbos, you weren't there. I said Bel Shabbos, the best winter we ever had. Need a good morning. There's a guy sitting next to me who attempted to use the entire flight telling me every word he ever had on Toldos and Vayetzer. I'm joking. I was going to suggest to him, like, maybe watch a movie or something. Or something. Relax. He said good Torah. But it was a little bit tedious. Anyways, I punished him. I gave him back everything that I ever said on Toldos. Not to start up with me. Okay. We started on Thursday. Yeah.
No choice.
I would have known you're here. I would have prepared. Okay. You have a good rubber standard. Yeah. Now give this rubber. Okay, let's go. We presented this, we entered the world of Shavuot. And we have this case of Abchir Kamaisa, which is Be'etzem, it should be, could be, a prat or a sniff of Shavuos Moed and Mikzvos. We're entering into a world of Shavuos now. We're starting a whole new part of Shnei Moedim and Shavuos. So we have this Shua called Shavuos Moed and Mikzvos in the Torah. I go to a guy, say, owe me $1,000. The guy admits half. He swears. What exactly the nature of the drawer? When I use the word drawer in the coming weeks, I mean chash. What exactly the nature of the drawer is, we'll have to see exactly. We'll talk about it soon. And in the coming days. The Gemara brought a case, here Kamaisa brought a case where I said you owe me $1,000. The guy himself is a kofer bakoil. But I have Aiden that say the half is true. There are really three parts to this sugya. One part, which we're going to leave to the end, which I a little bit started to talk about on Thursday, is what exactly is the case. On Thursday I started to bring you cases where it's not exactly you have Aiden on 500. It came out that you were chayav 500 because of a psak bez and abitoch, the complicated Rambam. That's a whole world of itself. What exactly do I need to create this dinner of Abchir Kamaisa? But let's put that on the side now, and let's deal with the Etzem Chiddush that he said. We'll talk about the classic case of it. There are really two parts to it, okay? There are three parts of this sugya. One part is that the Gemara said that there was some sort of Havamina that Moed HaMikdash is G'day L'mizu, which is for itself a major, major topic, okay? And that's one part. The second part is that there's a Kal V'chomer that says Yechayiv. And the third part is the Tana Tuna, going back to our Mishnah, that somehow our Mishnah got involved in this mess, that the reason why he swears is because of this Tana Tuna. So if you don't mind, we're going to put the Tana Tuna on the side, because there's a lot to talk about that, which we'll get to. And we're going to focus now on the Gemara begins a very long-winded process to explain why Shavuos Moed and Mikzvah should be more chayiv than the case of Edom. If anything, it should be the opposite, by the way, Akov, if you would ask me, right? No, there's Edom, you know for sure that the guy lied on half of it. That's the pashtus. So the process that begins now is the Gemara begins to kricha rain, okay? The Gemara begins to kricha rain into the kishkes of Shavuos Moed HaMikdash. That's part one, which we're going to talk about today and tomorrow. And as a result of that, we're going to have to talk about whether or not the kishkes of Moed HaMikdash apply to Shavuos, to the case of Abchir Kamaisa. That's really where we're heading. We're heading now is we're going to do surgery and kricha rain and to understand what Shavuos Moed HaMikdash is. Why, what, when, and where. And then, when we have clarity in what Shavuos Moed HaMikdash is, we'll be able to see why could it be, should it be better than the case of Abchir Kamaisa, which again, like I said, Abchir Kamaisa should be a pashat articulation of every Shavuos Moed HaMikdash. That's what's happening now. So step one is, we're going to kricha rain to Shavuos Moed HaMikdash. Let's see the more inside. Kidei Rabba. The Gemara begins with a process. Before we talk about the case of Hadas Eden, before we talk about the case of Abchir Kamaisa, we're going to talk about Shul's Mikvahs. Mivinimah Omra Torah Moed the Mikvahs Atayni Yeshava. Says Rashi and Tosfos that the Gemara's kasha was a kasha on a pasuk. By the way, it's very interesting. Why do you swear? You have a migul. Believe me when I say that I don't owe the other 500. If I wanted, I could have been a kofar bakol. Rashi says you're a meishav veda. We spoke about on Thursday b'shemer bochber. Everything Gemara. Chazaka another man is part of Fnei Bal Chayvay. No, you don't have a migul. You're not being a tzaddik because you don't want to be kofar bakol. Why not? Because the person doesn't want to be meiz. V'hai dekula boy delichbei. This guy really is lying. If he wanted to lie, why did he lie better? He wanted to lie better. But Shabdeh not Meir's part of Pnei Bachoy. The person not Meir's part of. That's the first half of the member of Rabbah. The second half of member of Rabbah we're going to see tomorrow. And the second half of member of Rabbah takes us back to Rabbi Kamaisa. There's the first half, then there's the second half. And then the second half of Rabbah, which we're going to see tomorrow, which is at the top of the page, is going to be the reason why Moed the Mikdash is Chayiv and not Rabbi Kamaisa, which we'll get to. Well, let's talk about the first half of Rabbah. This Rabbah, by the way, is a Gemara that appears in many places in Shas. And it's a central kasha. Here's the kasha on a pasuk. How could the Torah be chayav avoid the mikzas? You have a migul. We'll go taste this pshat, okay? Just for clarity's sake. You have a migul. Could be chayav bakol. If you don't have a migul, balabatish, because you don't want to answer. You don't want to. You wouldn't have wanted to say chayav bakol because chayav bakol is a hazer. Ain't on the mez part of mevachon. Talk taste this. Let's see taste inside. If you have a Torah pesh, you never have a migul. If you have chayav bakol, you never have a migul. Why never a migul? What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is. Why aren't you believe in the migul? Or bring a ride from here to all over Shas. The migul doesn't work. I want to explain what this means. Pashtus, migul is not learned out of a pasuk. Pashtus, that the Chazal take on all over Shas, that there's a concept called migul, is a svara. So you have a ride. There's no such thing as a migul. If every mode mixes you swear, and every mode mixes has a migul, and we don't accept the migul suffices, we don't make a migul. Everything Gemara. Mashani, the Gemara answers, the ain't a migul, it's not a good migul. They know the maze pun of lichva hakohol v'chaver maka b'shikroi. It's interesting, Rashi and Baba Kama, you saw, says a different reason why a person is not Meir's Panam. What does Rashi say over there? Not because the guy knows I'm lying, but because he did me a favor. And a person is not Meir's Panam to be kaif in front of somebody who did him a favor. Says Taisus, Alba Makmish Yachalah is when the place where a person doesn't mind being Mechotzef, okay, going Bibnoi, for example, the son of the guy who doesn't know exactly what's going on, the son of the Malva who didn't lend me the money. But Omar, what happens if I go to a son of somebody and I say to him, Mano Lavicha Biyod, your father lent me $100, the Chalticha Pras, and I paid him part of it already? Nemun, over there you believe. You could do Kofa Hakol. Why? I could have been Kofa Bakol. I, Kofa Bakol, is a Haza. You wouldn't have wanted to do it. I wouldn't mind doing it to my son. And therefore, in a place, we haven't been, we're not going to be believed. So Taisa says, a murder can have to be in the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara is the Kasha. The Gemara said, every murder makes us be potter. Why? Because Amigo. The answer, you don't have a migul. Why don't you have a migul? Because you wouldn't have wanted to have been kofar bakol, because kofar bakol is a chutzpah. It says, Taisus, lefiz there, I have an afkamina, which is the Gemara Ksuvah that I printed out for you today. What does the Gemara Ksuvah say today? If I go to somebody's son, and I say, your father lent me $1,000, and I paid up half, which is a way to be mikdash. So over there, you potter from swearing. Why you potter from swearing? Because a migul, I could have been kofar bakol. I wouldn't have wanted to be kofar bakol. In front of the guy's son, I would be kofar bakol. And in a place where you have a good migul, you potter from swearing, it's a way to mikdash. Now we begin one of the most fascinating, interesting things, which is a psicha to everything I'm going to talk about the next few days. So listen carefully. Fektoisis, the imtaimar, kaifer hakol menolon de potter. Now, Moriv Avisai, every 5 years when I get to this taisis, my mamish faint. Taisis akasha. So the Gemara has the kasha and says that every Moed HaMikdash should be potter. Why? Because he doesn't meet good with Kofar Bakol. And how do you know Kofar Bakol is potter? The Gemara takes for granted that he has the Kofar Bakol is potter, right? Because the Gemara says you should have a migul. Believe me, when I made the HaMikdash, because I could have been Kofar Bakol. In fact, listen, who told you Kofar Bakol is potter? So Rashi ate on two cynical words. Maishna, what's the chilek? Now, I don't understand. When you see such a taisis, you get faint. What do you mean, how do you know Kofar Bakol is potter? I'll say it in a different osach. Why should you think Kofar Bakol is chayev? In the Torah Kedosh, we only find two Shavuos Midaraisa, besides Shavuos Shemir, which is not our topic right now. Two Shavuos Midaraisas. One Shavuos Midaraisa is a case where I go to a guy, he owes me $1,000, he's kofar bakol, he says no, and I have an Eirach, that's supporting my position. The other case is Moed HaMikdash. The case of Moed HaMikdash is where I go to a guy and I say, you owe me $1,000, and he admits $500, correct? I understand. Would anybody in their right mind think, those Fektasis, Minola and Fektasis, how do you know that kofar bakol is potter? The Taisra says, Maishna, and I ask Minola and Potter, why should I think you're Chayiv? You have a Pasuk? I say, you have a Pasuk that says Kofar Bakol is Chayiv? What do you mean Chayiv Ashur the Raisa? You want to go be Chayiv Ashur the Raisa in the case of Kofar Bakol? What's that? It's Minola, Mechatesi. Why? Vazepis. For what reason? You have a pasuk. The only one pasuk. The pasuk by Eidachot. Over here you don't have an Eidachot. And there's a pasuk by Moedimikzah. Now both Eidachot has a serious drawer. There's an Eidachot against you. Moedimikzah is a serious drawer. You can admit it half the time. Why should Kofar Kol Chayiv? Tesis is going to bring now three terutzim to explain how do I know the Kofar Kol Batur? And the question is, why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a makor for? Would anybody, if the Tesis over here wouldn't have been printed, is there anybody here who in their right mind would have had a hava mina that Kofar Kol Chayiv? That you would ask, you see such a Tesis, you have to raise a red flag. What do you mean, Minol, that it's Chayiv, Potter? Why should it be Chayiv? Why should it be Chayiv? I go to a guy, I say, owe me $1,000. He says, no, go fly a kite. Why should he have to swear? What in the world is he talking about? How do I learn this story? That's what's going on. Tesis is Greek. Tesis, and by the way, brings three terutzim, three potential terutzim on this kash. We'll see in 1 minute. Tesis brings three potential terutzim on this kash. Teretz 1, Teretz 2, Teretz 3. We'll see it in a minute. I don't know what's going on over here. Whatever happening is this? Well, why should I think you're chayiv? Do you have a pasuk on it? Do you have a pasuk by the mixas? Doesn't the Adam agree that by the mixas is 1,000 times more of a drawer? No, there's no drawer. What do you want me to swear for? I said, you owe me $1,000. I said, no. Why me more than you? You swear. I don't know. Tesis says, Minol, and how do I know? Tesis Rosh Eid on my shna. Now, Tesis says three terutzim. I'm putting that on the shelf, this kasha. I'll get back in a second. Tesis says three terutzim on this kasha. Teretz number one. But the ain loymar. Let's divide Tesis into three parts. The ain loymar says, Tesis mitam chazoka de'en on meiz. Maybe you'll tell me that every kofar bakol, you know why you're potter? Because of ain on the meiz. Ain on the meiz is a very stark azach. When a guy's kofar bakol, since people are not mechutz of him, so just tell me saying the truth. He says, Tesis can't be. Tafil the makum shiyoch alaha is potter. Even in a place where people are mechutz of him, they're believed by Kofar Bakol. What's the case? Going Bivanoi, we just said a minute ago. The Gemara says before Shing Subas that I printed out for you today, that if I go to the guy's son and I say Moedim Miktas, I'm Potter because I have a Migu, I could have said what? Kofar Bakol. And why? Because people are Meis in front of a son. And still Kofar Bakol's Potter. So today says before Shing Gemara and Subas Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara that I printed out for you today, that even in a situation where a guy doesn't mind being a Mechotzev, like by the guy's son, because the son, I don't know the son anything, if I say Kofar Bakol, I'm Potter, the Gemara that says before you're believed with a Migu, that if you would have said, if you would have said Moed Miktas with a Migu Kofar Bakol, you would have been believed. And the reason why it's not called a Migu de Ha'oz is because you don't mind being mazed, and still you're believed to say Kofar Bakol. So Fekir Chakasha, why by a son are you believed to say Kofar Bakol? You can't do it because there ain't other mazed, because you are a mazed over there. So why is Kofar Bakol Potter? So that can't be the reason. Shot number two is Vein Loimer, have a raya, have a pasuk. The Afina Midistra Chamichta Sheirach Mechayev Shvuah. This is a very nice raya. I'll prove to you that what? That Kofar Bakol is potter, because if every Kofar Bakol is chayv, what do you need Eidacha for? Every Eidacha is a case of Kofar Bakol. Bomb Raya. And don't tell me that Teretz number two, the Makor that I know, the Eidacha, that Kofar Bakol is potter, because if every Kofar Bakol is chayv, you never need a pasuk of Eidacha, because every Eidacha without the Eidacha, you chayv a shua anyway, because of Kofar Bakol. It can't be, says why. The Kofar Bakol chayv, my nafkamina me Eidacha, habalav achi chayv, says no. The Istrich and Makor shu eino tevea klum, the eino yodea, the eid meid shu gana voishav vahavaloi. Is that not true? Maybe Loila Michaev by Kofar Bakol. But that we know Kofar Bakol is only Chayiv in a case where what? Where the guy was Tevea, right? If I'm Tevea, you and your Kofar Bakol, you have to swear. What about a case where I wasn't Tevea you at all, but the Eidachot came along and said you're Chayiv $1,000? There, you Chayiv, I'll say Eidachot. Says Tosfos is not a Raya. Maybe really Kofar Bakol is Chayiv. I said, if Kofar Bakol is Chayiv, why do you ever need an Eidachot? The guy's a Kofar Bakol anyway. In a case where there was no Tevea. In a case where there's no Tevea, then you're not Chayiv as Kofar Bakol, and then you need to come on to the Chayiv of Eidachot. So that's not an answer. Ever Tosfos the third Teretz. You all know that pasuk they bring you down on the side over here, pasuk mishpatim that we learn out alkol v'apesha shor hamor shor alkol ki hu ze. We learn out from there the din of moed and mikzos. That means a moed on this, and it's mashma you only chayiv on moed and mikzos, not a kofar bakol. They said it's a meal in the end of the day. Atka. Now we start the big raid. Listen carefully. Now I'm going to ask a string of kashas. So moed rabbi, they said a half a mina. Tayz had a kash, every kofar bakol should be chayiv. And Tayz had a half a mina. Maybe the reason is because of Ein Ode Meis. So he just logs it up in Teretz number one, Teretz number two, Teretz number three. But I want to put the Tayz on the table. Tayz had a kash, every kofar bakol should be chayiv. And maybe the reason why every kofar bakol is potter is taka because of Ein Ode Meis. Atka. In Tayz's, it's a half a mina. I mean, Tayz has a half a mina, every kofar bakol should be chayiv. And the reason is Ein Ode Meis, Tayz just logs it up because it arrived from the sun. But in Rashi, it's not a half a mina, it's a maskano. Moi, my voice, listen carefully to what I'm going to say now, and then I have a string of three catastrophic kashas. Watch. Rashi in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Zayin, Amud Aleph, that I asked you to see today, learns the kasha of Rabbah differently. I'll explain. Rashi Rashi Bayos and in other places learns that Rabbi's kasha was, why is every moed mikzas chayiv? You have a migu, you could have been kofer b'kol. But you also today that Rashi Baba Kama learns that the ikr kasha of Rabbi was something else. Rabbi's ikr kasha was, why is kofer b'kol potter? You all have the sheets there. Can you pull it up, please? What does Rashi say there? Rashi is the Omar Rabbah Eino the Meir's Panut Nejes Oisel Leitove Hilko Hecha the Kofra Akol Potter Vishvur. The Lav Kushta Bade Lavi Mosi Mikhva Bay. The Hecha the Moid Mixes Bekula Boy the Mikhva Vodal Kafra Shodain the Meir's. Rashi says that Be'etzem, by the way, this Rashi is a game changer in all Nashim Nezikin. Rashi says that Be'etzem, when a guy is a Kofra Bakol, he should have sworn. And Be'ikr, when Rabbi said Eino the Meir's, he was not Be'ikr coming to answer the Kasha of Migu. He was coming to answer a much more fundamental question. Why is Kofer Bakol Potter? And the reason why Kofer Bakol is Potter is why, says Rashi, because Eino the Meyers. And Eino the Meyers says that if a guy was a Meyers, if a guy was a Meschatzif, to say that I don't owe you anything, so then it's a rare that he's saying the truth. And that's why Kofer Bakol is Potter. Rabbi say, this Rashi goes so far that Rashi says in the next Rashi, Mefurish, Papa Pikodin, the Enkan Toiva, what's the din? Meyers and Meyers, I feel a Kofer Bakuli Ram Rechman Shwole. Rashi says, by a pikadon, if I go tell the guy I gave you a pikadon and he's kofer bakol, what's the din, says Rashi? What does Rashi say? You have to swear. Why do you have to swear? You're kofer bakol, I wasn't going to mix us. Zok Rashi, because there's no Eino the Meir's. This is an atom bomb. I repeat. Rashi says in Bava Kama, Kuf Zayin, that when a guy, Reuven, goes to Shimon and says, you owe me $1,000, by kofer bakol, be'etzem, you would be chayev to swear. And the reason why you don't swear is because of Ein Adam Meis Pondof Nevachoiva, because the fact that your Mechutzav is a Raya saying the truth. So Akrashi, have an Afkamina. By Pikodin, where the guy didn't do you a favor, he's not a Malva. If I go to a guy and I say, I gave you a Pikodin and the guy is Kofer Bakol, he has to swear a Shvur Deraisa. There's no Moedim Mixus over there. There was no Ein Echad over there. He has to swear. He's a Kofer Bakol. Kofer Bakol has to swear. Just no Ein Adam Meis. So I have a string of three kashas which will shake the world. And these three kashas are the foundation for the next piece of Gemara. Listen carefully now. So I have a Rashi in Baba Kama who learned pshat that Rabbi asked a double kasha. One is, why is Kofer Bakol Potter Bechal? The answer is, it's Potter because of Ein Adam Meir's. Once that's the reason why it's Potter, so then that's the teretz on the next kasha, why don't you have a migu? It's a two-part thing. Why is Kofer Bakol Potter, Rabbi asked? The answer is because Eino the Meir. That's why it's Kofer Bakol. Once that's the reason why you're mutter, so if you're asking me a secondary kasha and say, every moed and mikzah should be believed because I could have been Kofer Bakol, the answer is it's Eino the Meir. The guy doesn't want to be a mechutzav. Because Kofer Bakol is more of a chutzpah than mikzahs. Okay, so now let's talk business. State in this Rashi, that be'etzem, when I go to a guy and say, you owe me $1,000, he's chayef to swear. And the reason why he's not chayef to swear is why? Because Eino the Meir. So what Tosis had as a hava mina, that maybe that's the reason why you part the Rashi says lamaskan and babakam kuf zayin. Every kofer bakol be'etzem should be chayiv, and the reason why you're not is because ain't on the meis, because of them honest. So I have four bomb kashas, maybe five. We'll see if we have time. Kasha number one is, what in the world's going on over here? What do you mean you chayiv by kofer bakol? Why? You have a pasuk. What's Rashi talking about? What this Rashi in Kuf Zayin upgrades is that it's not a kasha of a Tosfos. Tosfos by Yes, they asked me no longer. Rashi learns it was Rabbah's kasha. Rashi learned that Rabbah asked that every kofer bakol should be chayiv. Why? It's not a kasha of Tosfos anymore. Rashi learns that Tosfos' kasha of Minolon was Rabbah's kasha. In fact, Rabbah, why are you chayiv? Why are you potter by kofer bakol? Why are you potter by kofer bakol? Why should you be chayiv? That's kasha one. Kasha 2, state in this Rashi in Baba Kama Kuf Zayin, Moirav Rabbeisai, state in this Rashi in Baba Kama Kuf Zayin, that Be'etzem every Kofer Bakol will be Chayiv. And the reason why you're not Chayiv is why? You should be Chayiv. You should be Chayiv the same as Moedim Mikzas. State in this Rashi in Baba Kama Kuf Zayin, that Be'etzem when a guy is Kofer Bakol, he should be Chayiv Ashur Daraisa. And why is he not Chayiv Ashur Daraisa? Ain't no the Meis. So I have three kashas. Kasha number one. So by every eight achud, you should be potter. I go to a guy, say, owe me $1,000. He's kofer bakol. Eight achud says, you owe me the money. You have to swear, right? Why doesn't you have ptur? Ain't on the mayor's bottom. You're telling me that by etzem every kofer bakol should be chayav shvu de raisa. Rashi says in Baba Kama Kuf Zayin, and Tosis says in the Havmin over here that every kofer bakol should be chayav shvu de raisa. So question number one is, where did that come from? Question number two is, okay, but you hold that every kofer bakol should be chayav shvu de raisa, and why not? Because ain't on the mayor's patrus. So by every shvu zeirachah, the guy's a kofer bakol, they ain't on the mayor's shapatu. So it's a kash on Tosis Havmin. Tosis had a Havmin, and that the reason why kofer bakol is potter because of ain't on the mayor is. And Rashi has a maskana like that. So it means you're telling me that be'etzem every kofer bakol should swear. We eradicated by the mikzas. So what patters you from every shul that has to go in on the mayors, right? So by every shul zedachah, have eight on the mayors. The kash on Rashi, the maskana, kash on Tosis, half a minute. Tosis said, half a minute, shall exit up from the ben. That's Shran Rashi, by the way, we know that. What? I'm making a mistake. The other thing's I'm jet lagged. I don't look jet lagged. I'm not jet lagged. If the whole flight of Vayetze told us, I could be jet lagged. You have to know who to sit next to, Rabbi Yisrael. What is it? You have to know where to sit, Rabbi Elephant says. And you didn't have the kasha for a second? That's kasha number one of three kashas. I have another three kashas, okay? That's one kasha. The bomb. Kasha number two is a catastrophe. Kasha number two says, watch. If Rashi says that every kofer bakol be'etzem should be chayiv, so the Olam agrees with me, so why are you potter? Because ain't on the mayors. Now watch what I'm going to say now, because what I'm going to say now is critical for the next week. That means, according to this Rashi, we just eradicated the Shuv of Moed Mikzas, agreed? You tell me you chayiv by kofer bakol. What's the only reason why you potter by kofer bakol? Ain't on the mayors. So why should Moed Mikzas better? Because by Moed Mikzas there is no ain't on the mayors, correct? Because the guy admitted something, correct? So if Rashi says fundamentally, Baba Kama, when I say Rashi, I'm quoting Tosis also, that fundamentally Kofer Bakol should be Chayiv, that means you don't need a Moed Mikzas to be Chayiv. Rashi says, every Kofer Bakol Chayiv. Rashi says, La Lochi Chayiv Kofer Bakol, but because then be Chayiv Kofer Bakol, the Moed Mikzas. It's Abakasha. That means you don't need Moed Mikzas to make a Shvua. You don't need Moed Mikzas to make a Shvua. Harai Chayiv even when? Because my call. It means every time I go to a guy with a tiny, he has to swear me the raisa. Why is he potter? Because he ain't on the mayors. So why is Shmuel's mind mix is different? Because you don't have ain't on the mayors. Because ain't on the mayors is only when you deny the whole amount, right? If you admit part of it, you're a nice guy. You're not such a big mechutzav. So l'chayra, we eradicated the entire concept of Shmuel's mind mix us. The minute you tell me that you're chayiv even without mind mix us, so means you're telling me fundamentally that be'etzem when Reuven, tiny, Shimon, money, you always have to swear. Because if you have eight other mayors, you're potter. If you don't have eight other mayors, you're high, right? So what role does the Haidah play then? All the Haidah plays is it removes the what? All the Haidah does is the what? It removes the chutzpah. Because I admitted something, correct? But if I ask you, after I took off the chutzpah, why am I chayav by the mikzas? For the same reason that I'm chayav by kofer bakol. Why am I chayav by the mikzas? For the same reason I'm chayav by kofer bakol. If Rashi says, Lalach, it's a Rashi. And he says that's Pshat and Rabbah. If Rashi says that every kofer bakol is chayiv, that means in order for a guy to be chayiv a shvur in the din Torah, I don't need to be a maid of a mix. I don't need to be a maid at all. I tiny, you deny, you have to pay. Just drops in, parachutes in, a whole thing called ain't other mayors. When you have that, you potter. When you don't have it, you chayiv. So why you chayiv a maid of a mix? Not because of the haidah. Even if I be kofer, I'll be chayiv. If I rayiv, I be kofer, I'm chayiv. Just when you're maid, it takes off the ain't other mayors because you're not a chutzif when you're maid. So we've essentially eradicated. If you tell me that you don't need a haidah to be chayiv a shvur, and essentially you're chayiv by a kofer, so we've eradicated the entire thing called maid and mikzas, and the haidah only plays a role that it takes off the ain't other mayors. So I have two kashas. Kasha number one is, I want to explain the lumdus behind what I just said. The minute I see that you don't need a haidah to be mechayiv, that means that the mechayiv in Moed Mikzas is not the haidah. You don't need a haidah. You're chayiv without a haidah. So why do we need a haidah? The haidah takes off the mayiz. The haidah takes off the chutzpah. The haidah takes off the ain't on the mayiz. So I have a string of questions. question one. Question one's a catastrophe. You can't imagine the catastrophe. I go to a guy and he says, you owe me $1,000. He's a kofer bakol. I bring Adam that he owes me $500. Does he have Eino de Meis or not? I go to a guy and I tell the guy, you owe me $1,000. He says, no way, I don't owe you anything. By the way, he's a kofer bakol. According to Rashi, what's in my kofer bakol? I have to swear or not? Yes. Now two Adam come, yes, I have to swear. What do you have Eino de Meis? This guy doesn't have Eino de Meis. Why doesn't he have Eino de Meis? Because I caught him lying. How did I catch him lying? Two Adam came along and said, he owes $500. This case of Chir Kamaisa, correct? So I go to a guy and I say to him, you owe me $1,000. He's a kofer bakol. Adam said he owes $500. Does he have the nemanos of Ein Oda Meyers? No, he's a Meyers. He's a Mechutzev. Why do we know he's a Mechutzev? He lied. So what do I need a Chir Kamaisa for? Or what do I need a Kal V'Chomer for? That's classic kofer bakol! Without Ein Oda Meyers. It's the Rashi and Bava Kama. If you call them, you swear. Need a Kal V'Chomer? I need to come on to the family of Moed B'Miktsas? I have a kasha directly on Rashi. What's the case of Chir Kamaisa different than the case of Pikadin? Here's our kasha. I go to a guy, I say, you owe me $1,000. He says, no. Okay, so swear. Pikadin, when you're kofer bakol, you have to swear. But he say, no, ain't other me. This guy's an amon. This guy's having an amon. He's a mechutzah shebe mechutzafim. We caught him lying on $500. So we remove the ain't other me, correct? So he's a classic kofer bakol that he has to swear. That's the Rashi in Baba Kama, that when I go to a guy and I say, you owe me a pikadon, and he says, no, he has to swear, because there's no meis. There's no ain't on the meis, right? So the whole Gemara of Reb Chir Kamaisa collapsed. We call Rash Gobel. What does Reb Chir Kamaisa need to come with a Kal V'Chomer? What's a Kal V'Chomer, by the way? We're going to see. Madach Vaid the Mikdash is Chayav, Kol Shkein what? Kol Shkein Eino. I need a Kal V'Chomer. This is classic. This is the Rashi. I understand. The Rashi in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Zayin, when I go to the guy and I say, you owe me a pikadon. And he says, no, you have to swear because there's no Ein Odeh Meis, because you didn't do me any favors, right? Over there, I need a Kal V'Chomer. Over there, I need a Kal V'Chomer. No. That's classic kofer bakol. That's what I said. The case of Chir Kamaisa is a classic kofer bakol. Without what he called. Am I have a tevet? You had a kasha? What? It's not a good kasha? You have disagrees? I'm jet lagged, so I'm not sure. That's not a good kasha? You have a tevets? I have a tevets on the spot.
It does a riot.
How can you?
It does a riot. And
he didn't hear what I said. When I go to a guy, I say, yeah, you called him, you deny it. You have to swear for the Raisa?
Yeah.
Why? Because you have to swear. Because you don't have Eid on the Meis. This is a story over here. I said to a guy, $1,000. He said, no, swear. You don't have Eid on the Meis. I caught you lying. What do you need a Kal V'Chomer for? What's all sugi about? Why can't we just skip the sugi? And start talking for Kohen. And if we finish talking for Kohen, this man ends early, and that's all. You can go home and shake and tape this. Here's some home. What do I need to learn out of Moed HaMikdash? I'm telling you that Lefi this rate, there's no such thing called Moed HaMikdash. I don't need to learn out of Moed HaMikdash. Moed HaMikdash is nothing. Moed HaMikdash is just a way of getting rid of the problem. Ain't on the maze. You're not chayv of it. The chayv is the kofer bakol. That's my question. What do I need to learn out of Moed HaMikdash for? The case of Pikadon of Rashi, Kuf Zayin, and Baba Kama is not learned out of Moed HaMikdash. It's a case of kofer bakol. You're chayv.
That Rashi's not
dead. It's not learned out of Moed. You can't learn it out of Moed HaMikdash. It's not possible. Moed HaMikdash has a separate drawer. It's not, you can't learn out of Moed HaMikdash. That's for sure. That's kasha number one that I asked. One second. So first kasha was, what's going on over here? The second kasha is that if you've eradicated the shuah of Moed HaMikdash, so the whole Chir Kamaisa collapsed. The Chir Kamaisa is exactly like the case of Baba Kama over there. Another case. Watch this case. I go to a guy, to Gemara later on, Daf Dalam Beis, listening to the case. I go to a guy and I say to him, you owe me Kalim and Karka. You owe me Kalim and Karka. Come on, Daf Dalam Beis, we'll get to it, Mitzvah. You owe me Kalim and Karka. You're not listening. I go to a guy and I say, you owe me Kalim and Karka. So, he's Moida Bekarka and Kofar Bekalim. He's Moida Mikzas. The din is you don't swear because Hoido in Karkois doesn't swear. If you're Moida in Karka, the Hoido that comes Machmas Karka, you don't swear. Einish Bo'an ala Karkois, the din is. The din is Einish Bo'an ala Karkois, you don't swear on Karka. So if the Hoido was on Karka, again, I said to the guy, you owe me two pieces of land and two cars. The guy admitted the land I owe you, I stole it from you. the car is not. So you made a mikvah? No. Since the Hidah was on karka, so the Hidah is generating the law at the Chiyuv. And Ein Yishbo'an HaKviyah Shibakos. You can't swear on a Shvuah which comes Machmas Karka. So I have a very deep question. The Shvuah is not coming Machmas the Karka. Dal me hachi the Hidah. I go to a guy and say to Kalim Oman, you're Kofer Bakol on the Kalim. Loz up the Karka. Make the guy swear. The answer is, Ein on the Meiz, this guy's not an Ein on the Meiz. Because I'm part of what I tied it to him, he what? He admitted. So why is that called that the karka is generating the chiyuv? You know when it's called the karka is generating the chiyuv? If the haidah is what generates the chiyuv, then I could say the shul is coming, machmas karka. But it's not the haidah that's generating the chiyuv. Every time I go to a guy and I say you owe me money, he has to swear always. Just generally, there's ain't another maize. Now when the guy admits the karka, there's no ain't another maize anymore, right? Why? Because he admitted something. Once he admitted something, take off the ain't another maize. So go be mechayev the shvua, not mitzad the haidah. Go be mechayev the shvua, machos the kfir on the kalim. You'll tell me, without haidah you can be mechayev? Hello, the haidah is what generated the shvua. No, you don't need haidah to generate the shvua. So forget about the karka. I said you owe me kalim, you said no, swear. What are you going to tell me, the haidah and the karka generated the shvua? Didn't we just agree that Rashi, Baba Kama, Kuzayin, and Aleph eradicated the concept called Moed HaMikzas? There's a thing called Moed HaMikzas. There's a thing called Kofer Bakol. Just every Moed HaMikzas doesn't have the problem of Meiz. So how could there be a concept of Tonu, Kelo, Vekarka, Vahoyta, Vekarka? You don't swear because the Haidah was on the Karka. Forget about the Haidah. Who needs the Haidah? They just remove Zayin on the Meiz. Baal Kulam. Does anyone have a chance to see the Rajma today that I printed? You saw it? A little bit? Take out the sheets. I just want to learn it with you inside. It's a hard Rajba. And I'm going to leave you off shver today, okay? With all these kashas. What's wrong? Can't do that to you? Look in the Rajba inside. It's good. Kasha, what were we holding? One is what's epis. Kasha number two is Abchir Kamaisa collapsed. Kasha number three is the case of the Karaka. And now the worst of all is this Rajba. Look inside, please. I printed it out for you. Look inside. I always say you can faint from a Zay Rajva. You're not listening. Look inside. You're not looking inside. You're not looking inside. But you have the Rajva? What? You weren't counting on him before. Look inside. Get a Rajva. You have to look inside. Rajas and Baba Kamak of Zion Katz, not going to help you taking out a fake Bomatia Kovitz. It's a Baba Kamak of Zion, the Rajas. Oh.
We have another sheet.
What?
We have another sheet.
You have another sheet?
Yeah, there's a next page.
Yeah, we're going to look into a sheet. Next page. Let's load a piece of Rajas inside and I'll stall the kasha. Talk to Rajba, Vim Toymar, Umanolam, the Kaifer Bakol Potter, Adurabba! Name it, even that people made the mixers, I have Kolshke and Kaifer. Who's he going to faint? The Rajba doesn't only ask why you're Potter, he says it's a Kolshke and Yechayev. You hear my son? A Kolshke. Okay? Viesh Mefarshim, let's learn a Rajba and tie together. Listen to Azash Shane Lomdish Rajba. Viesh Mefarshim, the Zolzi answered, the Mishua Zaydachad Yafinim to Tul the Kaifer Bakol. That we know that a Kofer Bakol is potter is from Shua Zeracha. Dar Kofer Shua Zeracha by Kofer Bakol. Every case of Shua Zeracha is with the guys of Kofer Bakol. Why is every case of Shua Zeracha by Kofer Bakol? Look inside. The Moedim Mixas of the guys Moedim Mixas had Dar Zeracha Lombali, Belay Eracha Mechaev. What do I need Eracha for Moedim Mixas? So every case of Eracha intrinsically can't be a case of Moedim Mixas because if it would be Moedim Mixas, I wouldn't need Eracha. Every LMI, every case of Eracha is a case where the guy was Kofer Bakol. And therefore, since every case of Erechot is a case of Kofer Bakol, what do you need Erechot for? You have a Kofer Bakol. Alamayit's right, the Kofer Bakol is potter until you have an Erechot. Look what he says. V'gam v'zeh yesh l'gam game. No. D'dulma Erechot kiyasi. Maybe the case of Erechot is not in the case of Kofer Bakol. Because in the case of Kofer Bakol, I don't need an Erechot. Yeah, my son. In the case of Kofer Bakol, I don't need an Erechot. When do I need an Erechot? In the case... The case of Erechot, the guy was Moide. If he was Moide, what do we need Erechot? He wasn't Moide Pruta. The din is that Shuas Moide Mix is only Chayiv when what? Shuas Erechot Moide Mix is only Chayiv when what? When you're Moide Pruta. The Balayanach of the Mishtaba. Oy, you hear what the Rajma says? La Oilam Kaifi Makal is Chayiv! I swear you need a Rachel for. Okay, Rachel, so my case with the guys, Moedim Mikzas. Ah, if it was Moedim Mikzas, what do you need a Rachel? He wasn't the Moedim Mikzas either, because he wasn't Moedim Apruta. So, Kai from Makal is really Chayiv without Erech. What do you need an Erech for? He was Moedim Mikzas. I was Moedim Mikzas, you don't need Erech, you want Mikzas. No, he wasn't really Moedim Mikzas either. He's only Moedim less than Apruta. When you're Moedim less than Apruta, so what's the case where Erechot's Chayiv? Where he wasn't a Koi from Makol, why? Because he was Moedim less than Apruta. He's not Moedim Mikzas, why? Because it's less than Apruta. There you need to come on to Erechot, yeah. Lo'olam, says the Eilig Rasbro, Koi from Makol's Chayiv. I go to a guy, say $1,000, you have to swear. So what do I ever need an Erechot for? Because he was Moedim Mikzas. If he was Moedim Mikzas, what do you need Erechot for? He was Moedim less than Apruta. So Koi from Makol, he's not why? He's not a Koifer Bakol, why? He was made a little bit. He's not a Moedim Mikzas, why? Because he was made too little. So there you have to come on to Chiyuv, not Dafi Chiyuv. Koifer Bakol is Chayiv. That's why you're Koifer Bakol. If you're made a little bit, then you don't have Moedim Mikzas. There you have to come on to what? Chiyuv Erech. What's up, Viz Kasha? What do you say? Greg, what's the Kasha? It's a printing mistake. You're telling me that every Koifer Bakol is Chayiv? So what do you Erech for? In a case where I'm not a Koifer Bakol, where I was Moida. If you were Moida, it's Moida Mikzas. I was Moida less than a Shavuot. Fekir HaKasha, what do I care if you were Moida? By Koifer Bakol, I'm Chayiv because I have to be a Koifer Bakol? Why am I Chayiv a Koifer Bakol? Because anybody who goes to somebody else at Tainism, they have to swear. That thing he was Moida less than a Pruta takes that away? So what does he say? Koifer Bakol you don't have over there, why? Because you're Moida less than a Pruta. Moedim Mikzas you don't have, why? Because less than a Pruta. So Koifer Bakol you're not because you were Moedim a little bit. You don't have Moedim Mikzas because you were Moedim too little. Then you have to come out to Shuva Erech. I don't understand that. If every Koifer Bakol is Chayiv, so what do I care if you were Moedim less than a Shuva Pruta? You were Moedim less than a Shuva Pruta, so you don't have Moedim Mikzas. You should be Chayiv as what? Why is the fact that I was Moedim less than a Shuva Pruta because I'm a Chayiv Koifer Bakol? Hello, here I say the Lamed Shavuot of today. The Yisoid of Koifer Bakol means that every time we and you have an argument, you have to swear. I don't need a Hoidah. So the fact that he was Moedim less than a Shavuot Pruta is the reason why he lost the Shavuot of Koifer Bakol? What's what we're talking about? The way I understood why you're Chayiv on Koifer Bakol is because anytime Reuven and Shimon have an entire you have to swear. You don't need Moedim Mikzas. In fact, the Rajba, really? So what do you have to eat Erech for? In the case where you're Moedim. You were Moedim? That's Moedim Mikzas. No, I was Moedim less than a Shavuot Pruta, so I don't have Moedim. Okay, so go back to Koifer Bakol. No, I was Moedim less than a Shavuot Pruta. Why do I lose Koifer Bakol on that? If I'm going to say it very sharp. According to the Rashi of Baba Kama, there is no Mechayiv called Moedim Mikzas. You're Chayiv by Koifer Bakol. You're Chayiv by Koifer Bakol. So finish, the story's over. Every Koifer Bakol is Chayiv. So what are you doing for? You tell me because the guy was Moedim a smidge and less than a sharp Pruta. So what? He's still Chayiv as Koifer Bakol. What happened? What does he mean? Should I tell you the answer? I'll tell you the answer. Rabbi Zeno taught us that it's before Shabbos Halevi. That Rashi says in Baba Kama Kuf Zayin that you chayiv every Koifer Bakol is not because of the Poshim Shat that you always chayiv to swear. You know why? Because there's no way in the world that Rashi out of the blue can come along and say you chayiv to swear by Koifer Bakol. I started the day off today. Vos Epes. Mechatesi. He was Moida? No. Yaveh Recha? No. Stam swear? How could that be? How could Rashi say in Baba Kama Kuf Zayin that a guy who's Koifer Bakol has to swear? Why? You have a chash on him. There's a Moedim Mikzas. There's an Erechot. Says the Beis Halevi and says Rabbi Seinu, Avada and Avada and Avada. The reason why a guy is chayiv to swear by Koifer Bakol is because a chazaka ain't alone to vea alone kein yeshloi. There's a chazaka that a Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you owe me $1,000. Vice versa, you owe me something. People don't taina. And that chazaka is strong enough to create a chash that you owe me money that you chayiv to swear. That's step one. Says the Rashba. What happens if a guy is made less than a Shavuot Pruta? What happens if a guy is made less than a Shavuot Pruta? What happens if a guy says, yeah, I owe you, but it's less than a Shavuot Pruta? So the Chazaka is taken care of. Chazaka, Adam, Tavim, Kain, Yeshla, Yeshla, I owe you less than a Shavuot Pruta. I owe you something. So that Chazaka collapses. Now we move over to a Nuchshash. What's the Nuchshash? Moedim Mikzas. My mind of a mix is I don't have a chazaka einam to vei elam kem yeshli, because I admitted $500. I took care of it already. I admitted I owe you something. So that chazaka which says, that means the chazaka that I, that means, I'll say it very bluntly, I did not eradicate mind of a mixas. Because the chshash why you need to swear by kaifa by kol is not because every time a guy's tiny, you have to swear. In which case, yeah, I don't need mind of a mixas. Mind of a mixas is just a hechatim to take off the elza. No. The reason why you have to swear by kaifa by kol doesn't apply by mind of a mixas. To the Fichyuvim. By Kaif Bakal, the reason why I have to swear is because Ein Adam Teveh Elam Kein Yeshloi. That's until the guy admits something. The minute that he admits I owe you something, I took care of the Chazaka. The Chazaka Ein Adam Teveh Elam Kein Yeshloi doesn't say that everything I'm tying is true. It says that something is true. You admit it, we took care of that Chazaka. So the Chiv of Kaif Bakal goes off. Now you want to be Mechayev, what's a new Mechayev? What's a new Mechayev? What's a new Mechayev? A thing called Moed Mikzas. Since you said a Taina and I admit it to part of the Taina, so that's the reason why I'm Chayev to swear. That only applies when you made the pruta. Says the Rajba, a cast 22. Really, kaifa bakol is chayiv. So when he ate achor, were you a moida? If you a moida, it's moida mikdash. No, it's moida less than a shor pruta. When I'm moida less than a shor pruta, I don't have the machayiv of kaifa bakol because I have ein adam teveim kein yeshloi. And I also don't have the chayiv of what? Of moida mikdash because less than a shor pruta. There I have to come on to which chayiv? Chayiv of eid achor. That's the pshat. In the Rajba have a raya that the chiyuv of kaifa bakol is not some an arbitrary din that whenever Reuven's teveh, Shimon has to swear. Because if that would be true, we eradicated by the mikzas. Then no such thing as by the mikzas. By the mikzas is just a case where there's no ha'alza. By the mikzas is just a case where there's no chutzpah. No, the answer is no. The chiyuv that I have by kaifa bakol, I don't have by the mikzas. My original kasha was that be'etzim the chiyuv that I have by kaifa bakol, I have by having by the mikzas, no? The chiv that I have, it's koshkein. Ma'adachem chayv ha-kaif ba-kol, so avad ha-chayv ha-vayda miktas. The answer is no. The chiv that you have ha-kaif ba-kol is because of eid on the vayim kein yeshloi. The minute I admit that I owe you part of it, so we took over that chazakah. I admitted that I owe you part of it. You're right. So the why am I chayv? Also a new reason, because that was moita. That has a shulchan aruch. That needs a haidah of a pruta to be called a chashuv haidah. What happens in a case where I'm moita less than a shavah pruta, I don't have the chiv of kaif ba-kol, I don't have the chiv of vayda miktas, there I need to come on to the chiv of eid achor. Yeah. It's Balbat is a chazak. It's not a lump of shavuot. The din of pruta is a chazak. Halach in Hilchos Pito. If he's there, we have a teretz on the monumental kasha. Ruchia Kamaisa. I went to a guy, he said, you owe me $1,000. He was kaifu bakol. This guy has ein odom mez, he doesn't have ein odom mez. He doesn't have ein odom mez, right? Because he's a mechutzif. So you should swear. What are you the kavu chayma for? It's classic kaifu bakol. What's the answer? The reason why you swear by every kaifa bakol is because ain't adam teveya elam kein yeshloi. But the adam came along and said that he owes how much? 500. So we know already that that chazaka was taken care of. What do you want the guy to swear? Because chazaka adam teveya elam kein yeshloi, we took care of that already because we know he owes $500. So the chazaka that says I owe you something, I know, I have adam. So what do you want Michael Yeshua for? Chazaka teveya elam kein yeshloi, the other 500? We know the chazaka is true. I owe you something. The adam said so. Alimai, you want to chayav me? I'll switch then. I'll switch for. Moed the mikzas. Today you need a kavul chaimer. Ruchia kavaisa. Not the case of kavul chaimer. Same thing when I'm moed in karka. Today you kalim and karka. Right. So the guy admits on karka. So he said, forget about the haidah. Make the guy swear on the kalim. The answer is no. I can't make you swear on the kalim because I don't have a chazaka and on tveim kein yeshu because I admitted the karka. Alimai, you want to chayav me a shul? Else what? Else the different drawer of moed the mikzas. Haidah karka can't be chayav a shul. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to learn the second half of Rabbah. The second half of Rabbah takes us from Moed B'Mikzas back to Reb Chiya Kamaisa. Oy, it's such a hard Rashi over here. Learn it well and look the Mamreka in this. There'll be a bat on tefillah at 10:45 as usual. This guy on the plane told me I'm worried to Kazakh.